Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, the ladies' man saying right here. We will see him before this episode's over. And we all know the master, Bubba, exiting our entering stage, right? Good morning, Bub. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good so far, man. We will see how today's episode goes. Hopefully, it doesn't clip on us anywhere near as bad. We did do some upgrades and some app adjustments, so hopefully that will take care of that problem because it is really annoying.
You and I, Bub, one of the things we love about this business is we're always working it, even on Sundays. So yesterday, you and I had some conferences back and forth. We decided what changes needed to be made technically. We started hitting the stores and brought those technological advances into play today and initiated them. Our internet is running much, much faster. Things are going much better, it seems.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, won't we?
We'll see. Morning, you guys, Bub. Let us know.
It's Monday. How are you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good so far,
good
man.
Weekend?
A lot of stuff going on right now. Yeah, it's we got a lot of crazy rides here
we
at
did,
DEM
man.
Right now.
Right
a lot
on,
of
man.
Modern, a lot of old school, a lot of pro touring, a lot of high end, a lot of low end, a lot of everything you could possibly imagine. So we have a lot of stuff in the works right now. Our paint and body shop, probably the one that is just turning and burning right now, which is where...
Has to, man.
Listen.
There's been a jam up for 2 weeks.
We talk about it back there all the time. That is probably one of the... Because our paint and body is just not a scuff, spray, and roll.
Well, it's not like, only that. We've had 2 weeks of absolute torrential rains, man. And you haven't been able to move any of these cars in and out.
Yeah, so it's definitely taking some work. But I'll tell you what, that is where the shop is literally running wide open throttle right now. A lot of pieces, a lot of components. I'm talking full cars. To panels, to pieces, to parts, and that's what we're going to talk about here on today's show on this Porsche Carrera that is now going into a GT3 RS conversion, which is going to take some work north of that $25,000-$30,000 mark, but still a lot better than spending $140,000 for this car or $275,000 for a true GT3 RS. Difference is about 125 horsepower, but with power adders and correct pieces, you can bolt that on here for much cheaper as well.
This episode is brought to you, ladies and gentlemen, by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, where you can shop for over 20,000 parts on our online catalog to include Carbon Creations, Extreme Dimensions, and the full complement of body kits that we feature right here. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose now on the web full time, missoutlawboutique.com. Carbon Creations, we want to thank the guys over there, Erwin, and all the guys over at Carbon Creations. We've been doing a lot with Carbon Creations. You've got a Benzo you're building, an 07 CLS in here. Mm-hmm. You've got the BEM 911 Carrera. You've got the BEM 981 Boxster. You've got a lot of things going on. The Marlins Jeep and the BEM Leila Von Athey Jeep are all Extreme Dimension products as well, Bub.
Yeah, man, a lot of work. And, you know, it's crazy because even though you are working with, at least from a professional quality standpoint, you are working with one of the best companies out there in terms of, like, aftermarket production parts to get for replacements. For example, like the front bumper covers, the trunk lids, the bumpers, the side skirts. The wide body kits available now. So you are working with these pieces that are coming out of injected molds that are whether they are the fiberglass reinforced, the FRP, or either the carbon style creation, which is gonna be a carbon version of that package, which is actually what we initially thought about doing on this 991 GT3 conversion, but that was on like a 6 to 8 week back order, and we didn't wanna wait that time.
No, too much going on.
Yeah, so we went ahead and we did opt for the Duraflex version of it, which is also owned by Extreme Dimensions. One of probably the best companies out there. You can literally take these bumpers and all of their components and almost twist them 180 degrees before they even think about cracking or splitting. So not like your traditional fiberglass, you know, product from back in the day where you'd pull up, you'd hit a rock chip or you'd hit a bump in the road
and
you'd have a huge chunk missing out of the front end, right?
Absolutely.
No chances it like that.
I want to say, Bub, good morning to Matt D'Andrea. Matt joined us on Saturday, Bub, on the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast, Doing It Bubba Style. He was a great guest to have. As you know, Adam is the co-host, or Matt is the co-host with Adam Carolla, who actually holds the Guinness World Record for the most number of downloads in terms of podcasts, Bub.
Yeah.
He was with us. We talked about his two podcasts, right? Shift and Steer and all the great guys around it. CarCast. Just a great time. He and Jay Leno and Adam Carolla are currently at the track, so we want to say good morning to them. They will be at the Indy 500 this week. They will be doing a premiere of their movie Saturday night, and we're going to be talking a lot about that
as
well.
Yeah, that's right. Looking forward to that conversation.
It's going to be really, really fun. Those are good people. And Jay and Adam and Matt are going to sit back and watch the show when they get off the track. So good morning to you guys out there. I hope you had a successful venture at the track.
Nice.
So But we're going to talk a little bit about the BEM. This is the BEM 911 Porsche. The everyday is Supercar Week in South Florida. That's all that people drive because of the money here. We're very proud of this area. It's a very nice area to live, very exclusive area. You've been working on a lot of paint and body, Bub. You've been tied down back there because the weather hasn't been exactly. You don't like to paint, whether it's in a booth or not, in humid, damp environments. It's just not your style.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
I know, but quality is everything to you. You can't put parts out and let them get in the sun. You're very, very specific about everything you do. That's why you are in the top three of the industry today.
Which leads us to this.
The 911, the BEM 911 GT3 conversion, man.
So I'll tell you what, man. So as you guys can see, step one is clearly unpackage everything. Confirm that your products aren't snapped in half from the great folks over at UPS or FedEx. We'll throw that one out there.
In fact, they delivered the box. I took pictures of it because I document everything that we do here with photographic evidence.
When you got this ginormous arrow that says this side up, like,
and it's
not
down.
That way. Like, come on. Like, either you're just being a lazy prick or you're not reading.
How about somebody not caring for $3,000 worth of product?
It's just, that's the way it goes, right? And that's before you even touch the things, right? So, by the way, this is going to get pretty hefty in terms of its install and its upgrades when it's done with the power package, with the exterior aesthetics, the body.
You started the power package already, correct?
Yeah, man, all that from Fab Speed Motorsports. We've got another one-off piece coming in from those guys here this week. I think the 25th, they were saying it's looking at either shipping or being to us around that time.
Yes, that's correct.
Somewhere in that range. But that will be the full stage 2 power upgrade for this car, which will put it north of that 420, 430 horse mark, which is really comfortable for what this car does, especially the way these things are geared. It seems like a fairly basic number in today's world, but in the cars that are already running that 0 to 60 in the 3.25 second range, that is more than enough horsepower and torque to play around on the street safely, have a lot of fun, and not get in trouble.
And you and I are both big proponents of not straight racing and stuff like that. Hate to say it. In fact, I was reading an article, I'll share it with you, Bub, in this month's Motocross Magazine, and one of the former motocross riders was talking about safety. And it was I very much thought about you. Because this Saturday and last Saturday, one of the things you talked about is the horsepower getting too much, too north of what things can handle? The rider's ability or driver's ability to handle the safety and the equipment's ability to handle the safety. And this is the point that the author of that article was making, Bub. They feel like the motors are getting north of that.
Well, I think, in today's world, we talked about it on Saturday's podcast from Podcast One, man. It's, we talked about the fact that today's technology and product, from what you get in like a mass production standpoint, it doesn't matter if it's like street bikes, cruisers, touring bikes, whether it is high performance cars, just talking like American, muscle style stuff,
sure,
whether it's
sure,
vets, the demons,
yeah,
all of these rides out there, it's starting to get to a point where today's technology is allowing those cars and vehicles to get so much power and so much strength and reliability out of them that it truly in the wrong hands could get real dangerous really quick. Honestly, it can, and that's there's nothing wrong with that. And I and it's hard to say, especially from somebody like me, to be like, hey, I think you guys should put some sort of limit or some sort of cap on the way these cars are getting sold.
We don't do that stuff.
You're not, but at the same time, like, at what point do you put a regular average everyday person in a 1,000 horsepower mass production car that they don't know how to control that kind of power? Because even with all the limiters, with the ABS, with the traction controls, it still can get away from you. When you get the car up north of 150 miles an hour, it doesn't take much, no matter how much control you have of that car in terms of electronics and safety features, for the car to break loose and spin. That's just gravity takes over at that point.
It does.
Literally working with sheer weight, just pulling you around and around. If you're spinning or sliding or you go through a ditch, there's nothing you're going to change there between Mother Nature and trees and light poles, and that stuff doesn't change, right? So I feel like it's, cars today and the technology today is, it definitely gets on that dangerous side. And that's why some cars, I feel like there's certain limits, like the vets, most vets, man, over 650 horses, that's an animal to drive on the street. And first through third, fourth gear, you're not putting that power down anyways. And that could get dangerous real quick in the wrong hands. Same thing with some of the new Audis. Those cars plant power really well.
A lot of the baseball players' Audis.
But
man,
you get those things north of 700 horse, which is not hard to do out of the gate, factory twin turbo cars. That stuff can, that's not the kind of car that'll get you sideways. It's the kind of car that'll build you speed too quick.
And one of the things you talked about many, many times, you and I have had the discussion, we're not in favor of regulation, gun regulation, speed regulation. People have to assume a certain responsibility. The car's not doing it. The gun's not doing it. It's the operator of the vehicle.
Well, for sure.
Fire.
Yeah.
But one of the things you have been a big proponent of is you run out of room a lot faster than you run out of, power. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. And I think often when you say that, we have a long stretch right here by the main build facility, the upholstery and the paint and body facility. You have a long stretch out there. And it comes up quick, man, when you're powering these things up.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and Bob, these cars, to your point, it's 450, 500 horsepower is good horsepower because they are light in handling. But nothing beats the way these things feel on the highway, any of these European cars.
Well, those, I mean, that's a great number in these cars. I mean, granted, even when you start buying the highest end Porsche, still is only in the 550 horse range. And trust me, that seems like a very small number now in comparison to most of today's cars. You've got Bugattis that are coming out with over 2,000 horsepower. You've got, you know, Corvettes that are coming out with 650 plus. You've got, so when you talk about a Porsche, even in like the 991 turbos, the Turbo S's, you talk about the GT3s, the GT2RS, those cars are in that 550 horse range. That number seems basic anymore when you say I have 550 horsepower. That used to be like, you used to walk around and say that you had this really big horsepower number. And really in today's world, it's not necessarily all about the number that you're talking about. It's what that car is doing. How is it planning it? What is the power to weight ratio? What is the gearing of that car? Because the gearing of this car and the power to weight ratio that it has, 450 horse, it's 0 to 60 and just in 3.5
just
seconds.
Like that.
Is much quicker than, say, 450 horsepower in a fourth-generation Camaro that weighs 4,800 pounds, right? So it's like a totally big freaking difference. I mean, that's a car that would maybe be 0 to 60 in 6 seconds. This is double that time just because of its power-to-weight ratio and it's in the way it's geared.
So we've come a long way since the mid-'80s Cavaliers.
Big time, yeah, big time.
With 100 horsepower.
Yeah.
So, Bob, why do you think it is then that developers, fine developers of these European cars, okay? Now, we love all cars, American, Japanese. You're wearing this for the love of it. But why is it then that Porsche keeps those horsepower numbers down from 800 coming off the factory floor, but are charging mid-six figures, $400,000 for some of these GT cars?
I mean, I think that that's a hard question to answer, really. But when you consider it in terms of the way it performs, how much more do you want? It's already busting that wall down with the 0 to 60 in under 3 seconds flat. When you get into like the, I mean, look at like the new 918s. I mean, come on, man. That's 0 to 60 in 2.7 seconds.
That's a four-cylinder turbo car.
No, that's the 981s. 981s,
so I'm
referring to the 918 is the hybrid car. So
the hybrid
car. Yeah. So I'll tell you what, I mean, that car is, it's a million-dollar car. But it's like when you start getting into these things, you look at cars that are performing in that 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, 3.5 seconds, the 3 second mark in the 90s was what you consider supercar status.
Yes, it was.
And now that is becoming an average number to achieve. Like 0 to 60 in 3 seconds is starting to be an average number for Corvettes, for Dodge Demons. That's definitely busting that wall down at 2.5 seconds.
Bill Goldberg, Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Big Dodge
guys. Yeah, they've got Demons. Yep. You know, so it's like you've got everything you really need. Why else do you need to put more into it? You know, these cars are so well balanced, you can literally wide open throttle this car from a dead stop and it will give you everything you want and you can plant that power and trust everything it's going to do.
It
will plant. It's not going to be all over the road. You know, if you put 750 horse in it, it's going to be all over the road. Eventually you cross that point where power versus traction, one's always going to outweigh the other.
Yes.
And right now I think it's just between a well balanced and fine tuned setup.
And that's the way they're going to keep it.
Yep.
That's the beauty of a true European luxury car. That's what they bring forth, Bob. Mm-hmm. The quality is unsurpassed. Let's talk a little bit, Bob, when you deal with these cars from a mechanical standpoint, okay? How is it so many people charge exorbitant numbers to work on these cars, the Ferraris, the Porsches, the Lamborghinis, all of which you put your hands on, all of which you do a lot of design and upgrade work to from a performance perspective. How is it to work on these cars? Are they over-engineered, under-engineered? What are they like?
To me, I feel like personally they're fairly well engineered. Everything seems pretty accessible, although most of it seems like, oh, I can't figure out how to do this or do this or do this. Everything is very easy if you take the time to understand it.
It is.
You know, to remove bumper covers, to remove body panels, to remove taillights. I mean, for Christ's sakes, there's no bolts that hold the headlights in these cars at all. And most people would literally be looking at taking the fender liners out, taking the front bumper off, they'd be all over this freaking car before they finally just literally flop down one rubber flap, open the factory Porsche toolkit, and there's a headlight removal tool in that factory toolkit. You slide it in, it's a 7mm socket, and you turn it a quarter turn, and the whole entire headlight pops right out. So it's as simple as that, where most people would overanalyze the crap out of it, and they would be looking at unbolting everything. They'd have the whole front end unclipped, the weather strip off around the trunk seal.
Sure, yeah.
Most people would do it that way. So you have to understand what you're working with, And typically, if you're having to fight it, it's probably not being done the proper way.
And that's one of the things you bring forth, a simplistic, you know, approach and the view, Bob. And again, that's what makes you in the top three of where we are today.
Yeah, most people will pull out the big tools before they'll just take the time to slow down and figure out how it's installed. Because let me tell you, when you're working with cars like this, you don't fight them. You know, they're put together easily. They snap together. The bumpers clip in. There are trim pieces. There are clips. I mean, it's not that complicated. And a lot of people will overcomplicate the crap out of it. Or if it's not, you know, maybe they're trying to pull the bumper cover off, they're not just, you know, lightly, gently pulling on it. They're grabbing and pulling and pulling. Before you know it, you've snapped something off.
And
there's no going back at that point. You've got to dump out a lot of money from there.
They're not cheap cars, are they?
No, no chance.
So, and one of the things, it was funny too, I shared with you last night, I was doing something very basic, like doing an oil change on one of the motorcycles. And I forgot a very simple step, Bob, and I don't know why it is. Probably because I'm not as hands-on out here with you as I'd like to be. You know, the business growth has taken us in different career paths. I'm handling a lot more of the administrative. You're doing all the design and building and fabricating. But I just thought I'd get out there and pleasure and have a little bit of pleasure with the bikes, and I completely forgot to put in the dipstick when I started the bike, and oil went everywhere. So you have to think things through down to their most simplistic level and work with them at their base fund. You've got to get back to the beginning to understand where you're going.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, that's it. Yeah.
I forgot that. Mm-hmm. I forgot that. Just a simple mistake, but I'm human too. Even though I'm around these high-end cars and these beautiful classic cars that you're building, whether they're European or American, I'm around them all the time. I see you doing them all. In fact, I'm assisting you with them. I just forgot that.
Yeah.
Happens from time to time, man.
With you, it happens all the time. So
it doesn't
faze me at all.
So, Bob, you're going to be doing this GT3 conversion. You've already started the power upgrades to it. The brake upgrades are completed to this car. Now you're doing the body conversion as well.
Yeah.
A lot of fit issues with this we discussed on Friday's show. Saturday's show, I think, as well, you're doing the CLS 2007 CLS conversion as well. That car had been hit in the right rear side, and that's why the Palio panels wouldn't line up. And that's why the owner said the tires couldn't stay on that car.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, man. When you work with these pieces, typically you get them, again, from a very high-quality company like the guys at Extreme Dimensions, also Carbon Creations and Duraflex. Difference between those, Extreme Dimensions is the parent company. A lot of people do wonder that. Extreme Dimensions website, you can go for everything, just extremedimensions.com.
Or all of that is
also for sale at our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, so you can truly see exactly what pieces we design and build with here at BEM. Yeah. But the difference between Duraflex and the Carbon Creations versions are nothing more than the product itself. So exact same components, exact same designs. One is going to be made out of Duraflex, which is a fiberglass style reinforced product, or the other one being full carbon. That is the only two differences. Typically prices are about double when you go from a fiberglass to carbon, but that's to be expected. I mean, when you go to carbon, you are getting that highest end product. You are getting that rich quality look. This car, we didn't go with the carbon. For two reasons, really, there's no carbon on this car in terms of the interior pieces, in terms of the mirrors, and you know, there's a lot of pieces that are not carbon on this car that you could do that carbon conversion, but that would also, to start getting all those pieces, the steering trim, the paddle shifters, the center console trim, the dash pieces, all those in carbon, you are going to be looking at probably another 10 to 15 grand just in carbon parts from Porsche to get this car full carbon inside. It was an upgraded package that you can get from the dealer. So you start dumping loads and loads and loads of money, and you want to work that on a budget. If you're going to be putting 50 grand into it between carbon and body pieces and molds and you know, the power performance, you're starting to already approach that difference of this car versus the GT3.
Very well thought out.
So you might as well have just taken the car and just traded it in and just spent the extra 100, right?
But you didn't want to do that in this platform. You don't like doing the norm. You like doing one off of everything. This car will probably be out at Supercar Week, where there's a week's worth of just nothing but supercars and exotics floating around the area. We have them anyways, but it's very concentrated. We have people from all over the world come in for it.
Yeah.
This car will be on display there. This car is on display everywhere. You'll be able to valet it. It's going to be really nice. The plans for the BEM 981 with Carbon Creations. Anything?
Yeah, we're in the works with that right now. There is a full GT4 kit available for that car, which is going to make it just look like a total animal, man. And that car being the Boxster S Roadster, so top comes down, you set this body kit on there, man, it looked absolutely insane. It just looked like a total boss. And that car's already, again, it's already stanced, wheels and tires, big brake kit. It's got the power performance packages on it. So now it's literally down to changing around those body mods just if you want to get it a little bit different look.
So, Bub, you are taking the BEM 911. You're doing the GT3 conversion on that. Good morning to your brother, Nate Leake, out there. I need to hear from Nate as well. So if he could please call me. He resides in Northern Virginia.
That's right.
I need to speak to him as well. So Nate, if you can give me a call after the show, please. I'd like Dad needs to hear from you. You are going to be doing this GT3 conversion, Bub,
yeah,
on this car. You're going to be doing the GT4 conversion on the BEM 981. Is it the GT4?
Yeah, GT4 is on that car, and you know, it's going to be pretty insane, man. It's you know, a lot of work. You get these pieces out of the boxes. Hopefully they don't get damaged in shipping, because it is a lot of work to repair these pieces because they are fiberglass reinforced. So you go through, you get them out of the box. Of course, the very first thing you see here is taping up the car itself around where you're going to be working, man. And that's not only just for quick protection of the paint and the clear. And trust me, there are full covers you can put on this thing, but I just trimmed the edges just so I can get this trunk mocked up itself. This is actually what you consider the engine cover. Most people consider it a trunk, whatever you want to call it, a bonnet. I don't freaking care what you call the thing.
No.
So listen, so this setup, that is the very first step we do. We go ahead and tape everything up where you're going to be working. Just naturally, as you're installing tape, even if you're being very, very careful, you may slip. Maybe when you're putting the hinge bolts in, you may slip and drop one side down and bump into the car, into the paint. You want to make sure that you don't scratch it up. So that is why we have the edges taped up. Then from there, you go ahead and start mocking up all your corners. Make sure your gaps are set right where your new lid is going to meet the body, the quarter itself. Make sure that your eighth to quarter inch gap, so it matches the rest of the car, the door jams, the front. Everything needs to be the same exact gaps. Even when you're working with aftermarket repro parts, maybe you have to add some material, maybe you need to take some away, but you can properly do that, you know, utilizing quarter inch or eighth inch paint sticks, depending on what it is you're trying to do.
Yeah, you're very sticky about that.
You can, you know, easily grind this stuff down because it is that FRP design. You can literally sand this thing down and get the exact gaps you want fairly quick, man. And that's what makes it nice to work with this stuff, although it does get you pretty itchy, so cover yourself up. But once you've got it on, you can mount everything into the factory hinges. You can get all of your wiring harnesses routed. So everything will literally be exactly the way Porsche wanted you to do this kit if it were being done at Porsche.
That's the difference between you and everybody else, so Bub. You've even made the holes to run the factory wiring through over here so you can power the third member light. You've got your bump stops ready to go. You've got everything, the rear catch and lock mechanism. It's all perfectly set, Bub, exactly as it would have come from the factory.
Yeah, and that's you know, that's the stuff that takes time. A lot of people would rush and just hurry up and put this in the paint shop. You want to go through and just take your time and make sure that the install is done properly so that everything does look as if it was a Porsche quality product when it is done. You don't want it to look like, okay, well, that's a really expensive car, but what did they do? Just throw like a random piece of fiberglass on the rear and on the front? Because we are doing a three-piece kit on this car. It is the rear spoiler assembly, the front bumper assembly, and also the wide body rear bumper assembly that is over in paint right now. So we've got a lot of pieces to get mocked up, get them fitted. First thing we're gonna do is get them fitted, remove any sort of imperfections out of that material as they come from the injection molds, which, trust me, you do get imperfections, so take the time and do it right. But the more time you put into that prep, when you get to that paint and that clear and wet sanding and buffing process, it turns out that much better.
And one of the things, Bub, a lot of people don't know that the BEM SEMA Mustang that you won with this year at SEMA actually was molded after the rear end of this car.
Yeah.
And you did do the Duraflex Carbon Creation rear end on that vehicle, and that's where it came from. Speaking of which, I believe the BEM SEMA Mustang will be making another debut in Pompano Beach, Bub, Florida, on the 2nd of June. It will be making another debut along with the Hellion Twin Turbo Mustang that's out front. It is Florida's first Hellion Twin Turbo car to arrive.
Yeah, man, that's right. That's something you guys are going to want to stay tuned for. Crazy pieces going on, again, straight from the guys at Carbon Creations. We did have a full GT500 hood sent in and also a GT concept design trunk assembly, one-piece carbon trunk. Those have already been sent in. They have been custom two-toned in a ruby red metallic, which is Ford's three-stage paint from 2018's Mustang line. I'll tell you what, the car looks insane. It is just at that 1,200 horsepower mark being run by Hellion's twin turbo kit. So it is insane, man. The thing is an absolute animal. Stay tuned for what we've got coming with that car, plus this Porsche 991. We have a 981 that's rolling out. We have a lifted, insane, crazy SEMA-built Jeep Wrangler that is coming out. Plus, we have the Marlins Wrangler that's coming out. A lot of crazy things in the works. We are only giving you guys sneak peeks right now. Trust me when I tell you that.
And the GT40, the X1 car.
Holy crap. Let me tell you, there's some serious rides that are going to be rolling out. So keep your phones close. If you aren't following us, subscribe to us on our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. That's probably where we're most active. Instagram, that will give you the hottest and freshest stuff off the block right here from BEM.
I want to again thank Bub as we wrap up this episode. Matt from CarCast and from Shift and Steer. He is Adam Carolla's co-host on those two very successful podcasts this Saturday. It was great having him as a guest, Bub.
Yeah.
You and I immediately had the conversation. We are going to have Rich McDonald and Adam Carolla and Matt DeAndrea on in 2 weeks live with us. to kind of discuss. We're going to talk about the super performance cars, the Shelby cars, and all of that. There's a tie in there. That's going to be a fun show, Bob.
Yeah.
Going to be a very fun show.
That's right.
I know this. I know Jay Leno and Adam Carolla and Matt are at the track today. They're at Indy 500 this week, Bob. Saturday, they're doing the release of their new show. They are Porsche fanatics.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to love seeing this when they get off the track today. So we want
Sounds
them
good.
To. We want Jay, Adam, all you guys. And Matt, enjoy the car. It's out there for you guys, man. But we're going to wrap this episode up until Friday. Let's keep on
doing it Bubba style.
Nate, make sure you call me. I need to talk to you a little bit about a business transfer that we're doing here. It's a big step forward, and I need to include you in that model, please. So give Dad a call. We need to talk. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Make sure you visit us online for our 20,000 part catalog to include all of the great things you hear from Extreme Dimension, Carbon Creations, and the rest. Stay up with us on social media, Bubba's Facebook page at Bubba's Motorsports, at Bubba's Hot Rods on Instagram, and you'll see all of the great projects that are going on here. We get them up as quickly as we possibly can. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the moose is loose on the internet full time now. Better selection of product and bigger savings. MissOutlawBoutique.com. Carbon Creations, I want to thank all those guys over there. They were very instrumental in building the BEM SEMA Mustang that we won with this year. It is the world's only 603 horsepower stock block 2.3-liter EcoBoost ever built and developed. Very, very cool machine. Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner, ladies and gentlemen. Let's open the door for somebody whose hands are full, that are just elderly and they're trying to get in there. If somebody's standing on the street corner with the sign that says, we'll eat for we'll work for food or whatever it is, take them across the street to Sunoco, 7-Eleven, Citgo, doesn't matter, man. Get them a power bar and a protein shake. It's cheaper than your designer cup of coffee, ladies and gentlemen, right? Let's keep all of those innocent victims at that school down there in Texas in our thoughts and in our prayers. Let's hope people get themselves grounded and back on their feet. And if somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, make sure you give them a pair of yours. You probably got a pair of old sweaty sneakers in the trunk that would help them out, right? Until Friday, ladies and gentlemen, let's just keep on doing it Bubba style. Little man, you ready to go eat? Look at little man, you ready to go get something to eat, man? You ready to go get some lunch? Hey, babe, how you doing, huh? What are you doing down there, little man? You find your little house and hang out, huh? All right. Good boy, D. Good boy.